Penguin Random House Audio presents The Washington Decree by UC Adler Olson, translated by Steve Schein, read for you by Jason Culp. The legislative developments in the Washington Decree are based on already existing presidential decrees as well as existing federal agencies and institutions whose purpose, among other things, is to assure the implementation of these decrees in critical situations. The list of decrees and institutions can be found at the end of the program. All over the world, particularly in the newer nations, young men are coming to power. Men who are not bound by the traditions of the past, men who are not blinded by the old fears and hates and rivalries, young men who can cast off the old slogans and delusions and suspicions. John F. Kennedy, speech upon being nominated as candidate for president at the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, July 15, 1960. Let work in public administration be a proud and interesting career, and let every man and woman who works in any area of our national government, in any branch, at any level, be able to say with pride and with honor in future years, I served the United States government in that hour of our nation's need. John F. Kennedy, State of the Union Speech to Congress, January 29, 1961. Forward. If there's one thing about world history that is certain...